This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a little grim, I know, but dying is a business, and keeping people comfortable as it happens is a better than $19 billion a year business in this country. That's the 2017 figure for Medicare spending on hospice. It's according to the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. The Medicare Payment Advisory Commission says hospice has become the most profitable part of healthcare services as investors push for growth of their investments. But with more people choosing to die at home, there are some business model questions. Blake Farmer from WPLN in Nashville has that story.
There's an annual tradition at a live hospice in Nashville, a butterfly release to honor those who've died. 8-year-old McCoy Fortner opens a triangular box containing a dormant monarch.
You can also whisper to it to tell the person in heaven what you want to say.
He holds it on his forefinger until the black and orange wings perk up.
Thank you for being my best dad.
His father died of cancer in 2017. His mom, Alicia Fortner, stands behind her son with tears in her eyes. The experience with their nonprofit hospice exceeded expectations. She just wishes they'd move sooner from trying to treat his illness to keeping him as comfortable as possible at the end.
I didn't realize that hospice could be a longer-term thing.
What the Fortners learned is a lesson that's fueled rapid growth of hospice that provides this kind of end-of-life comfort care. Hospice has become the norm, says Ido Bannock of the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization.
We've actually done a pretty good job as a society and as a community of getting it to be that over half of people die on hospice.
The whole healthcare system has aligned to push people into hospice earlier. Hospitals can have their Medicare payments docked if seriously ill patients return over and over. Hospice agencies set patients up, often at home, with a hospital bed, pain medication, and equipment like oxygen. They send out nurses, health aides, and social workers who support family caregivers. Medicare pays agencies nearly $200 a day, and investors have found it a good business to be in. Bannock's organization increasingly represents for-profit hospice agencies, which account for much of the growth. He acknowledges some agencies are cutting corners.
I want to make sure that people are getting the best care possible, and whether the money that's left over goes to shareholders or goes to a community foundation is secondary, quite honestly.
And yet, even when hospice agencies are doing all that's required by Medicare, it often leaves a lot of the work to families. Government data reveals that in-person help from agencies amounts to just a few hours a week on average. Some end-of-life experts are beginning to see the true costs of putting families in charge of the deathbed.
It made me realize how naive I, the doctor of death, was.
Jessica Zitter is an intensive care physician in Oakland, California, who wrote a book about needlessly suffering in the hospital. She's now an evangelist for palliative care, which is the core of hospice. Zitter started working on a documentary about a husband who took his wife, who had cancer, home to die. It didn't go as planned.
This is this beautiful love story of these two people, and it starts to be, you hear him say, I didn't sign up for this, you know?
The husband, Rick Tash, becomes overwhelmed from managing his wife's morphine doses to getting her to the toilet every few hours. Zitter sits him down at his kitchen table several weeks in.
Asking for more support from hospice if you need it is really important.
Yeah, but what they offered me was a volunteer for 2 hours one day a week.
That's it?
That's what they offered.
Medicare requires agencies to provide aides to help with a few baths and nurses for check-ins. That leaves everyday caretaking and many tasks that would be handled by professionals in a hospital or nursing home to the family. And that can work if hospice lasts a week or two, but the average is now 2.5 months.
The good death isn't as easy as you might think. So we've got to put some more things in place here to make it more likely that people can achieve that.
But in-person help is the most expensive thing hospice covers. Agencies say they can only do so much for $200 a day. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.